Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have to say, taking the Balance of Nature, I have no wrinkles on my face. I have a full set of hair. I'm just happy with health, and your product is definitely a part of it. I think it's a wonderful add-on. I mean, I like the science. You know, just everything about it is rock solid. You know, I'm really sold on the product. I love it. And Balance of Nature, when I first saw the commercial, I instantly liked it. I knew I had to have it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's the only way we're going to know anything. Oh, good gravy. It's the only way we're going to learn is to look back. So I absolutely contradict this song by them. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad you're tuned in. I've got Uncle Milty. You can actually reach me at kate@katedalyradio.com. You can shoot me an email. Tell me what you think. kate@katedalyradio.com. Also, you can donate to the show right there on the homepage at katedalyradio.com. Find me on Facebook and Twitter, The Kate Daly Show. Love to hear from you. Tips and all kinds of things, you can put them there, or you can email me things that you'd like to see on the show. You were just laughing because Trump retweeted a really funny picture. And, you know, it's okay to have... to be funny once in a while. It's okay to have a sense of humor.
Sure it is.
And what was the picture?
It was a picture of Pelosi and Schumer dressed up in Middle Eastern clothing, standing in front of an Iranian flag. And it was a meme, and it said something. I don't remember what it said. I saw the picture.
Right.
But the president retweeted it. So the CNN headline is, Trump's outrageous retweet of hate.
Like it was serious.
Like how about his retweet of humor?
They have to do everything like that. Hate. That's what's just hate. So obnoxious. Oh gosh. I mean, he can't do anything.
No, not a thing.
It doesn't even matter. So just I hope he just does whatever he wants. At this point, on Twitter, because I mean, it doesn't matter what he posts on Twitter, but I thought this was worthy of talking about for a moment. Trump was, and I appreciate him for these reasons. You know, I have problems with the USMCA bill, but I do appreciate him rejecting environmental prophets of doom and their apocalyptic predictions at the World Economic Forum. You know, and really and truly, the problem with the USMCA that NAFTA didn't have, because NAFTA had its own set of problems, was the fact that there was a whole environmental section on there. So I wish that I could see some consistency there with that. But with that being said, I have to out this because we have a big problem coming and we want to talk about what's coming. But he said they are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers, because every 10 years they give us a 10-year doom calendar date, right? So right now it's 10 years from now. We've talked about this a lot on the show, but like he said, and I like that he said this, these alarmists demand, they always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our life. And it's obviously a huge, huge issue. In fact, let me play this clip for you of him saying this. Here we go.
Embrace the possibilities of tomorrow. We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers, and I have them, and you have them, and we all have them. And they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen. They predicted an overpopulation crisis in the 1960s, mass starvation in the 70s.
Yep. And freezing.
And an end of oil in the 1990s. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country, or eradicate our liberty. America will always be the proud, strong, and unyielding bastion of freedom. In America, we understand what the pessimists refuse to see, that a growing and vibrant market economy focused on the future lifts the human spirit and excites creativity strong enough to overcome any challenge by far.
That was the clip from the speech.
So
Davos speech.
Just for a little fun, here's a line out of a CNN article by Jeremy Diamond.
Okay.
He says, Trump's remarks underscored the chasm between his denialist view of climate change and the overwhelming scientific consensus driving the rest of the developed world into action.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And then, okay. they start talking about Greta.
Yeah, of course. Greta, the little girl they want to spin out, and as her head spins around in circles to condemn everybody. Let me tell you what's coming next. You know, we've talked about this a little bit. We've alluded to this on the show, but for those that are just, you know, joining the program right now, all the migration is going to be coming from this exact premise. If we go ahead and really implement the USMCA bill, this is why such danger signs are coming up for me, because there's a huge section on letting, say, the EPA of Canada, the EPA of Mexico, and our EPA run things. And, of course, there's huge sections in that bill about migration. Well, migration will now be coming really from the climate change activist point of view. Let me put it this way. An earthquake, a drought, a bushfire, a snowfall, record rainfall. We might as well just look back at the United Nations ruling as the tipping point for the greatest ever global migration shift, because now these will be climate refugees. Yeah.
Wow.
So if you have hurricane devastated home countries, drought stricken, waterlogged, earthquake ravaged cities, we get migration. We get migration that comes from those cities for that reason, blamed on climate. How can you say no to climate? How can you say no to these refugees coming in? And it has developed into this great reasoning as far as the America has to keep its borders open to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that wants to come over here that's been involved in something. And now if you get HAARP involved in what HAARP can do, because we've done shows on HAARP, and government's already admitted all the involvement with HAARP, then what? Created scenarios bring climate refugees?
Yeah. Well, don't you remember how many countries stood up and said they'd take our refugees when Louisiana was flooded from the hurricanes?
Right.
Yeah, they all said, but I'll send them here. Send them
here. Yeah, I don't see anyone wanting to go.
No. They stayed there, lived through it,
right.
Rebuilt,
right.
Boom, boom, boom.
But nobody else can.
No. They need to be refugees.
They need to completely move shop, right? They need to completely move. And I just wanted to kind of let you know that there's more and more articles about this. So we've talked about this in the past, about how this is reframed, right? Because it's more, see, it was supposed to be when you allowed people in the country without being vetted, it was supposed to be because they were running from another country that was trying to kill them.
Yeah.
Okay? We let them in, and then we vet the process with them to see if that was true or what it's all about. Okay, in dire circumstance, and it was supposed to be very, very rare. Other than that, you have to go through the proper channel. Well, these people wouldn't be going through the proper channel. They would actually just be allowed in because of some climate change event that happened in their country that they can blame on human-caused global warming. And then what they can do, I love this. This is sort of the kick in the pants, okay? And not only are they going to come on this premise, this reason, they'll blame you, my fellow Americans, for not doing enough to combat climate change. So you're the guilty party. Why do you think you have to open up your borders? So I sense a lot of dangerous new ground coming. And you can, all of our conservatives out there, you conservatives, as they would say with their little Greta-sized finger pointing at you, condemning you, you know, you're gonna be the reason. You're it. So you better just shut up and let them in. And those that control and make rules about migration when it comes to Canada and Mexico, who's at our border, they are the ones that get to kick that in gear because they're the heads of the EPA that would be the most likely to do that. And so they get to see everything out of that lens. And then they also get to create rules and regulations that we never get to vote on because they've created another governing body on top of the UN Secretariat. They created the UN Secretariat in the NAFTA bill. That gave the UN a whole new division in order to oversee U.S. law. And now we're creating another one with 19 subdivisions under it that are all foreigners and activists and EPA Nazis. How fun.
Yeah, it's a fairly young-looking woman who's in charge of mm-hmm. the United Nations Migration, Environment, and Climate Change Division of the UN Migration Agency.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, this is... They're going to, it looks to me like their next attempt at world government is just going to be moving enough people around the world.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Where they create it just by moving people.
Uh-huh. And then those people bring with them their countries.
They bring with them their culture, their mm-hmm. ideology with them.
Yep.
And they turn you.
Yep. And they tend to vote more for government help and assistance and taking from everybody to do it. Isn't that great? Not great.
I think we need to close our borders, become isolationists.
Yeah, we do. I love the word isolationist. Yeah. I applaud Ron Paul for his continuous and consistent stand on that. We were never supposed to be in everybody's business. This is the kind of problem, too, that we are opening ourselves up to as well by always entertaining our role in everybody else's country. You don't need to keep tabs on them like that. You just need to defend your own is really how it's supposed to work. So on the heels of this, I just wanted everyone to know that the articles I'm reading, all of the work that I'm studying for the show and doing for the show. Oh my gosh. I mean, I could even go back to situations where, the UN made judgments on a guy, from an island, Kiribati, a collection of 33 islands threatened by rising sea levels who had applied for protection in New Zealand in 2013. And how that works itself into, he should be able to allow to go wherever he wants to go because of the rising sea levels. I mean, I'm not joking when I say it's already
there's
in motion.
No such thing as rising sea levels on top of it. Here's the way the UN says it now. They don't even call them refugees.
Uh-huh.
In 2018 alone, 17.2 million new displacements associated with disasters in 148 countries were recorded. So these are they're displacements. They're not refugees.
Right.
They're
right.
Displacements.
And you have to consider it a violation of the migrants' human rights.
Oh yeah.
Human rights that aren't even rights in your own country under your own constitution,
right.
but thus illegal, right, to be returned home by a nation which they are seeking to enter. They will claim the rights because now with this new treaty too, they can do that because we have this government body above the Constitution that makes these calls and decisions. See, when Europe got invaded, in the way that they were told by the EU that they had to be invaded, when that happened, the interesting part was it was because their leaders were going to gas and kill them. They were going to be killed. They were going to be hurt, and they were running, right? Not anymore. That is not going to be the new narrative.
But even when that was the narrative, it was abused, misused.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right.
And not necessarily a reason to take them.
You're right. Yeah, it's a good point. It's a great point, actually. I mean, it was supposed to be something that wasn't a given. It was supposed to be like, I can claim this and then come over to your land in an emergency situation. Now it's a given. Like, you get to come over here. We don't even, we would never even say no. But we used to be able to vet it a little bit.
Yeah, there was a process, and it was temporary.
Mm-hmm.
When whatever the problem was calmed down, you went back home.
Yeah. If you ever have to wonder why a wall isn't built 20 years later, don't wonder anymore. Don't wonder. This has been well-laid plans for a really long time. And when I see what HAARP can do, when you kind of attach that to what we're talking about, HAARP and the things that we can create under the sea, under the waters. When we can change weather, when we have to have treaties in the 70s that say you can't do it for hugely nefarious reasons about taking control of another country, then I sure hope you know it's real. We've had treaties that have said between countries that can't go manipulate each other's weather for that reason. So don't think that HAARP isn't real and what it can do, because it obviously can for decades. Are we going to create instances of climate change, what looks like climate change, to then create more of a migration?
We're going to create so much you won't be able to believe it sometime. You know, just go to the UN or UN.org Sustainable Development page and look at their 17 goals.
Oh, gosh,
it will make you
vomit.
Sick to your stomach.
And that's really what it's all about. See, NAFTA was about the UN, too. NAFTA was about creating divisions of government bodies and really giving the UN its goals. And it's really the people behind the UN is really what they're giving that to. There's a reason that we got the UN. And there's a reason that after World War II, that went into high kick to existence. So anyway, just kind of bringing some truth to the table today and maybe some awareness on some things. I appreciate you. And we'll be right back. I've got a great comedian, Jeff Allen, coming on and I can't wait to hear from him. Make sure to get the podcast if you don't have this hour. And I always appreciate you. Go to Kate at katedallyradio.com in your email and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, we'll be right back. Uncle Milty and I will be right back on The Kate Daly Show.